talks about something interesting in there. This bhikkhu is looking for something permanent in the context. And the Buddha not only answers him, you know, in the negative, he can't find it, but actually he says basically it's a good thing that you can't find it. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm reading it right or not, but it sounds like the implication is that if there was anything permanent, it would still be unsatisfactory, and you would be stuck with this unsatisfactory thing for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And that would not, you know, so being actually, you know, since everything does change, then, you know, then it can actually all stop.
Right, that if it were, if there were even this much individual existence that was permanent, stable, eternal, then the living of the holy life for the complete destruction of suffering could not be discerned.
What's individual existence then?
Individual existence would be
Atta-bhava.
Atta-bhava.